technology, eh?
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Right, so I'll just put the hold on. Okay, and we're away. So, I'm sitting here with Judy Flynn, my name's Owen, and we're at the Young Lost Dead Back in Time Day. So I'll just ask you a few details. I guess, where were you living, I guess, is it?
We had the chalet.
You had the chalet?
We had the chalet.
The publicans?
Yes.
You and your husband, I take it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had the chalet from 1973 to 1976.
73, right. And what was your husband's name?
Murray.
Sorry?
Murray. M-A-U-R-I-E.
Okay. And how many years were you there, sorry?
3 years.
3 years. 76. Mm-hmm. And that was your whole association with Youngler?
Yes. Yeah. I had six children who went to school here.
Just six?
Actually, five went. The whole six of them went to school here. Yeah.
Okay, Youngler State School. Okay. Cool, and went to Moranee after that, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah, took the bus down the range?
Yes. Only a couple of them, because we moved, some of them started to go to Finch Hatton School towards the end of their school years. Yes, but they all went to Moranee High School.
And so, I guess, would the good stories be the range incidences that you would have seen? Because you would have been privy to all that, I imagine.
Yes, but we had some really funny things happen at the hotel.
At the pub, right?
Yes, some very funny. We were talking about it the other day. We had one occasion where, you know, in those days the pubs went 11 to 1 on a Sunday. Yep. Well, I was supposed to. But come when the doors closed, there were always a few locals stayed on. And in those days also, the only phone to Youngler on a weekend was at the hotel. There was no other phones in Youngler.
Okay.
And this Sunday afternoon, it was a beautiful sunny afternoon, and we got a phone call from the Mercury. Have you had any rain up there, Murray? No, it's a beautiful day, says Murray. Went back into the bar and said to the fellas, that was the Mercury, wanted to know if we'd had any rain. And they said, oh, just wait for an hour and go back and tell them we've had some rain. So they waited for an hour and he ran back and he rang up the Mercury and he said, we've had a cloud burst up here. It's just poured for an hour. It's just fallen out of the sky. There's water everywhere. So next morning in the paper, the big headlines in the paper, cloud burst at Youngler. Front page Mercury, cloud burst at Youngler. Well, the phone never stopped ringing. Where was the rain at your place, Flitty? That was one of the funniest things I'd seen happen, because it just goes to show you how you can tell fibs and they believe it.
You didn't have to keep the front page, did you?
No, you never thought of those days. And another day, the couple of the fellows after the session decided they'd streak from the pub to the milk shed.
Where was the milk shed?
The milk shed was when you come up the range, you just kept going. Instead of turning around this way, you just kept going straight across.
Yeah.
And it belonged to Harold Peterson in those days.
Okay.
And he had the sheds there, and they decided they'd streak across. They weren't young fellows. These were fellows in their 50s, you know. They get out to the doorway, out to the gateway of the pub, and the cloud was so thick they couldn't even see their feet, let alone anything else. No, they were... And there was another Sunday too, when really cold Sunday, but it was beautiful sun, and Mick Lovoy came up to the pub at just when the place was starting to fill up, because we had smorgasbords on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This place was just starting to fill up, and he had this big sack bag, and he dropped this big rock python out of it. Huge, you know, that round and feet long. And just put it on, and because it was so cold, it just lay in the sun.
Yeah.
And it stayed there all through the whole lunch hour session. Just laid there in the sun, and everyone just kept walking around it. At the end of the session, he put it back in the bag and took it home.
I guess something's a-doing.
People had their photos taken with it, and there was some really strange but really funny things happened up there, you know, at the time.
So did you have hang gliding back then as well?
No, the hang gliding came after us.
After you guys.
Yes.
And so you wouldn't have the pool either?
No.
So it's just the shed pretty well.
Just the pub. It was in very bad repair and still is.
Still is, yeah.
They've just glossed over it. They've just painted over most of it.
And you would have had accommodation upstairs still? Yeah,
we had accommodation. There was holes in some of the rooms. You could look through from one room to the other too, which I don't think some of the guests knew about. Because it was an old hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's years old, and a lot of it was rotted, was wood rot. You know, it was not in good repair. And I think when Hannay took over from us, and all he did was paint over it, or they sprayed some sort of stuff over the walls, you know. Yeah, and that was it. And it's still rain quite often. The light fittings would fill up with water, and when we had cab raise once a fortnight, they'd go through the floorboards. We were replacing a floorboard after every cab raise we had. But they were the days, you know. We'd have 100, 120, 200 at the cab raise on a Saturday night.
Is that right?
They'd come in from out the dam, and the Cummerfords would come in from out of Tarrawalla, and they were big fellas. And you could, if you stood out the front of the pub, you could see the pub rocking. Yeah, you could see the building moving because there were so many big fellas, you know. And they were great nights. We used to finish at 12 o'clock, half past 12 sort of thing. Mm. Started at 8 o'clock in those days, not 12 o'clock like they do now.
Yeah.
We had a band come up from Mackay once a fortnight. And people have booked tables, and well, we had good cabarets, smorgasbords, anything up to 150 or so on a Sunday for a smorgasbord. And then you got wet weather. And it rained in 1973, from October 73 to March 74. I think there was something like 223 inches of rain or something. It just never stopped.
Yeah.
And because Morani and Garga Bridge used to go underwater,
you
got no customers. If it wasn't for the half a dozen locals that had a few beers, we would have gone under. Yeah, we just about did anyway, because we had 73 to 74 and 75 to 76, the two Christmas periods, just never stopped raining.
Mm.
Just rained and rained non-stop. But we just took it in our stride.
That's the beauty of Youngla, isn't it?
That's the beauty of Youngla.
never know what you're going to get.
No.
Do you have any other family up here, or is it just you and Murray?
No, there's just Murray and I and the six kids. Yeah.
Oh, I was taking all six kids, lived upstairs with you guys.
We had old Mrs. Pierce, who was deaf at the time.
Yeah.
She worked for us, and she used to say they were wonderful children, but we thought if she could hear, she wouldn't really believe it, you know. Because they used to put socks on and slide up and down the upstairs on the, you know,
the
when
hallway.
You didn't have visitors, you know, they'd slide up and down. And we had a couple of pigs at one stage up the back. There was a couple of pigs, and one day one of them got out and went up the stairs. I mean, there was about 20 stairs at the back of that pub. Went up about 20 stairs and was walking through the visitor section up at the upstairs. Oh, they were wild days, I can tell you. And Flacky had the shop at the time.
Yeah.
And he always said when he got any new lollies in, he'd just give them to a couple to the Flynn kids going to school, and by that afternoon he would have been sold out.
All right, because I tell everyone.
All the kids used to buy them, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll start up again. With all that rain, were there any instances of the range collapsing, or?
There used to be washouts on the rain.
It was gravel, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was all bitumen.
Bitumen. Okay.
There were instances of washouts, but they'd get them cleared pretty quickly because it was the only way they'd get the milk down.
And everyone wanted the milk.
So you got them cleared pretty quickly, but then they had to get through Garga and Morani because those bridges would be over.
Yeah.
But there wasn't too many times where we were cut off for any length of time, you know.
And so were they cyclones, the rain, or is it just normal?
Just normal rain.
Yeah, normal weather.
Yeah.
I guess you would have hung out with pretty much everyone up here, wouldn't you?
There wasn't that many people living up here then. Oh, there was, but they were all out in the farms.
Yeah.
There's probably more people living up here now.
You reckon? What do we reckon the population would have been?
I don't know. When we came here, the five of our kids were going to school when we came here. So you imagine putting five kids into a little school like this, it just boosted the numbers like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. So where they would have been about 30 at school then or something?
No, there was more than that.
More than, okay.
At one stage there, I think the school got up into the 60s.
Geez, that'd be one of the highest.
Well, there were three teachers here at one stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, our oldest one only did half a year here and then he went to Morani.
Yeah. I guess 1970 is not that far back, but were there sort of problems that you faced? Like, there would have been, other than the phone, you would have power and
everything else was the same.
Normal,
we had all wood fires, wood stoves at the pub.
Yeah.
But there was no trouble with power or anything like that. And we got we could get stuff from the shop, or one of us used to go down early in the week and bring up supplies.
Yeah.
Anything else we wanted had to be taken to the milk factory in Mackay, and the milk trucks would bring it up to us.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, local delivery.
Yeah.
I guess, is there any particular people that used to stand out, like, more than anyone, like the rowdy local, like, I guess your bar flies, who were they back in the day?
Well, back in those days, well, your local drinkers were Harold Peterson and Dave Berry and Alfie Clues. They were the three worked on the milk truck. So they were, but they weren't big drinkers. They used to come in and have a couple of beers in the afternoon. But then there was a lot of the young fellows from Finchatten that worked at the mill. They'd come up, you know, at that we had the first TV in Yungla.
Oh, right.
Yeah, at the pub.
Yeah.
So, at the first colour TV, I should say. So they used to often come up and watch the colour TV. Yes, yeah, that was the day.
Good attraction, eh?
It was, yeah. But, yeah.
And what do you reckon the best thing about being publican was?
The worst thing was the work. the best thing was probably all the people you met, overseas visitors, you know, people that came from overseas that stand there at the pub and look down the valley, and they said it reminded them a lot of Hawaii. But they, you know, they were absolutely amazed at the place. You know, they said you don't believe it until you get up here and see what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, and we had good policemen in those days, fortunately, because you know we were supposed to be closed at 10 o'clock at night. But if it was a good cloudy night and you couldn't see in front of you, well, we knew the cops down at the bottom couldn't see the lights.
Yeah.
So we were right for another hour or so. But if it was a clear night, we'd have to turn
the lights off.
Yeah. But they were pretty good. Yeah. But, yeah, we got some bad... We'd get some bad ones at times. Bikies and that used to be bad, some of them. And
yeah.
But there was only one way off the range, so the policemen would be waiting for them at the bottom.
And what, they were the hardest thing to deal with?
They were the hardest thing we had to, and I mean, they were probably pretty mild compared to what they're getting up with today, but we didn't have any problems, you know, everyone was good in those days.
I guess one other question I should probably ask is, before you came to Yungla, where did you come from? From Mackay?
From Mackay,
okay,
yeah.
And you've been back to there?
Went back to Mackay. We lived down at Netherdale for a couple of years,
yeah,
and then we moved to Hatton for about 11 years or so. Until the mill closed down. My husband was working in the mill. And
Cattle Creek there, yeah.
Yeah, and my six children all worked in the mill.
Yep.
All did apprenticeships in the mill and that. And then the mill closed. So we moved back into Mackay.
Mackay ever since?
Well, to Farley. And then when Murray retired, we moved to Augustine. And then he passed away 5 years ago, so I'm still at Augustine.
Yeah.
Mm. But we met some wonderful people up here. It was a wonderful place to live.
Mm.
It really was. The kids loved the school, and most of us have said we'd come back here. My son that came up with me today, he said he'd like to live back here. I would live back here tomorrow if it wasn't so far away from doctors and hospitals and things like that. But unfortunately, the people that we knew up here have all moved on too, so it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
You know, but they were wonderful people. You had great times, you know, you did.
I'm glad you remember the good times, not the bad.
There wasn't that many bad ones,
yeah.
You know, the bad ones were very few and far between. The good times were all the time, you know, it was just a wonderful place to live. The kids loved it, you know, it was a different atmosphere.
Mm.
And even the kids' sports days, yeah, when they took the younger kids down to all the other schools, you know, Alan Fredrickson, because the dairy farmers didn't work through the day, the fathers could go to the sports days, whereas all the other poor kids from all the other schools, their fathers were working mostly. So we had the best cheer squad out. You know, Alan Fredrickson can cheer louder than anybody, you know. And we had the most fantastic cheer squad. We really did. Yeah. No, good days. Mm.
Any other stories you can remember you'd like to share?
Oh, there's lots, but I... No, we had two good policemen at the time, Cole Nicholas and Vaughan Gourley. They were really nice guys. Quite often they'd come up to the pub, Vaughan and Gourley especially, come up to the pub and put a shirt on over his police shirt and get him behind the bar sometimes. And yeah, we had no trouble. If you had trouble, all you had to do was ring the police and they'd be here in 2 seconds, you know. Or they just wait at the bottom of the range and get them as they were going down. You know, we had trouble some couple of times at the cabarets at night.
Mm.
But Maury just ring Colnico and tell him, and sometimes they take a room in the chalet overnight, these bad guys, and Col would just be waiting for them at the bottom range in the morning, and he'd always find something to book them for, something wrong with their car or something.
Yeah.
They all got booked going down the range, I can tell you. Yeah. And my kids have said, some of my